As I'm walking home from class one day, a car jumps the curb and hits me, breaking my pelvis. I'm a college student. There's no way that I have the money to pay for hospital bills. But then I heard about the Advocates. I'm an out-of-state student, and they still represented me. The Advocates helped me every step of the way. I got a full settlement and didn't have to pay a single cent out of pocket.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. College is hard enough without worrying about medical bills. If you're hurt, give us a call. We'll take care of the rest.
So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head-on by a drunk driver. It was awful. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we called the Advocates. They took care of everything. The settlement that they got for us was really good. They gave us our lives back.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the Advocates, you won't have to.
This is Coffee with Timmy. Hello and welcome back to Coffee with Timmy. How are you doing? At the beginning of this year, I felt there was a need to check on our mental health. Not just for us, but even for our families, for our children, for our spouses. And now more than ever, I feel that there is a big need to really, if it's going to become a mandatory thing, for families to go for mental checkups. In America, 3 weeks ago, a teacher, was shot in school. This wasn't accidental. A six-year-old brought a gun to school and shot his teacher. Not by accident, but intentionally. It's from the first day it was found that it was intentional. There's so many questions about this. How did the boy get the gun to school? Why didn't the school authorities get the gun away from him? Who packed his bags at home? He's six. How come the mother didn't see that he had a gun with him? Who was responsible for this child? Family members are now saying, oh yes, they knew there was something wrong, but you know, they didn't know it was going to be this much. What is going on in the mind of a six-year-old that he thinks the only way to solve this is to shoot a person? As an educator, I've learned that we are not to introduce fantasy to children before the age of six, because they cannot differentiate between fantasy and reality. Fantasy in this case will be you watch somebody on a TV program, they're shot, in another TV program, they're alive and well. But this child was intentional. He knew what he was doing, and I wonder how come he knew how to get the, because the family is saying, yes, there was a safety, the gun was secured. But how did he release the safety? And he took a stand and shot the teacher, not by accident. He meant to kill her, or he meant to hurt her. The teacher had the presence of mind, I don't know how, to get all the other children out of the classroom, but now they're traumatized forever, before she then collapsed and asked for help. This child had shown in school through different things, by the things that he has said, by the things he has done. At one point, he had barricaded the whole class in and, you know, locked them into the classroom, teachers and students. There had been warnings about this child, but school authorities didn't take notice. And now, someone has been hurt. And I wonder what is going on. What is the emotional trauma that these children are going through that could possibly lead them that this is the only way to solve problems? Last year, there was a 10-year-old who shot his mom because she wouldn't buy him a virtual reality video head game. Because she wouldn't buy him a toy, basically, he shot his mother. And at first, it was thought to be an accident. But the next day, he told a relative that he was so mad when she refused to buy it. He wasn't remorseful at all. The same with a six-year-old. There was another case of another child who also shot a 15-year-old to death because there was an incident on the basketball court. It wasn't even the girl that he had a problem with. It was the girl's brother. But he went to his own house, got a gun, came to this family home and shot the girl. What is happening with our children? What is happening to our children? If we can be up in arms, and I excuse the pun here, but if we can be up in arms about children being forced into becoming soldier, into becoming child soldier. Why are we not going to be up in arms about this? I know it's in America, but even in America, it's becoming ridiculous. If it wasn't so tragic, we would laugh and say a six-year-old. But someone is getting hurt, someone is getting killed. I remember how MADD, MAD, started. It was mothers who got tired of their children being killed by drunk drivers. Are we going to sit down and wait until things get really bad? Are we going to fold our arms and say, this isn't me, this is not my country? It doesn't matter where you live. It will eventually move there. Okay, so we don't have as many guns available to citizens as America does. And it has been noted, yes, I know, it has been found that the country that has the most guns available to its citizens also has the highest number of shootings. Same thing with the second highest number of shootings, mass shootings. It's also the country who has the second highest number of guns available to its citizens. But that is neither here nor there right now. What are we going to do? I'm not American, but I'm human. Are you human? Are we going to sit down and fold our arms and let children die because we are not Americans? Are we going to wait? And if you look at statistics, there are other countries. For example, I see there's shooting in school in Nigeria, and I wonder how. These things will trickle down. Why? Because the world has become a smaller global village now. The internet has made it so easy for us to live in another country. And what has been accepted that we don't stop? And there's so many. But today I'm focusing on this shooting and killings by children. When children become killers, when children kill and they don't see anything wrong in it, when children think the only way to solve a problem is by violence, then there is a problem. And the problem cannot be from the children. The problem has to be from us adults and what we are doing or what we are not doing. What are we going to do to stop this? Because it has to stop. Now they're going to have metal detectors in a primary school, in a preschool. This is a six-year-old. If kids are already killing others at six, what are they going to do as adults? How do you try this child? Where are you going to put him? You can't put a six-year-old in jail with who? Even in juvenile detention, he's still too young. And he's shown no remorse. The 10-year-old, what are you going to do with him? You're going to put him with 15, 16-year-olds who already are adding criminals? It just becomes worse. What are you going to do? You're going to put him in a mental institution for the rest of his life? Or what are you going to do? Is it that he doesn't have an understanding that his mother is dead? It's another thing, like the 3-year-old who accidentally shot his mom on Zoom. Why are we not being responsible for firearms in our own house? Why are we not showing responsibility, more responsibility in bringing up our children? Why are we letting children run riot? Why are we not looking after children? There was a time when children were being brought up by the village, but that is not the same anymore now. Life is busy. Everybody is busy. We don't even know what is going on in our own home. What are we going to do? Are you human enough to do something about this? This is probably the shortest time I've ever talked, but I just felt I had to say something about this. Are you human? Are we going to do something about this? What are we going to do about it? Or are we just going to let children keep on killing?
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies. Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.